Hi guys, Yules is here. Welcome to the Chill Sisters podcast. This week we talk about Eid, we talk about my journey, we talk about Rashida giving us her Eid journey. Rashida met her celebrity friend. You don't want to miss that story. She was on the street. Rashida was triggering herself. I don't know why she does this to herself every week. But Rashida was triggered. Rashida, why are you triggered? She's shaking her head.
Oh, I'm stressed.
Tune in to find out what's stressing Rashida. Thank you guys for coming back every week. Hope you enjoyed this one. Have a good be Allow serious. Me.
I'm being professional.
Be professional, my friend.
Peace out, guys.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm your sis, Ladu. Welcome back, guys. Rashida, I really miss our people.
You miss them. How many misses do you want to miss them? Last week, you missed them. This week, too, you are missing them. This is a continuous thing now. This is becoming too much.
Rashida, if I'd said I missed you, Rashida, would you have said that?
That would have been better. Let's know what we are doing here.
Leave me. I'm fine, alhamdulillah. And you?
Do you care to tell the people where you are currently?
If there's one person that I know, Beboru, Goodman General, is Rashida. Ah, and it's this week that I knew Kai. See, I always complain about Rashida here that she's stressing me, cool. But this week I knew your level. Rashida, no. Kai. Yeah, exactly. And she doesn't look it, so that's the problem. My problem is that you don't look. Shebi, if you had looked like your real self now, we won't be fighting. Don't be deceived by Rashida's look. You know, the worst ones, eh? I say, what kind of a human being are you, Rashida?
Yusis, I think you're exaggerating. What kind of a human being are you? I don't want to assume that this thing you're saying is correct. I just feel like it's an exaggeration.
He's addressing it like a president.
I think this is an exaggeration of what my personality really depicts. Mm. I think.
Say God.
We shouldn't go there, but I am trying as much as say possible. You see, if there's
squint
one thing.
Squint your eyes all you want. After these statements, just say God. Just say God for me.
I don't That's swear. No, God. I don't swear. It's not. While Malan said that even if you're right, you shouldn't swear. It's not good. You cannot just be swearing. No, I don't do that.
By their statement, we shall identify them.
Where are you now?
He didn't say God. Anyway, I'm in the beautiful but hot.
Oh,
city,
hot.
My lovely, lovely home of Maiduguri. Rashida is jealous as per usual. I'm in Maiduguri, Rashida. How far?
This is where to do Maiduguri. Yeah. How is Maiduguri? You said hot.
Mm-hmm. Maiduguri is fine. See, funny thing, Rashida. I started off by saying Maiduguri beautiful and hot, but coming from Abuja, for the first time in my life, Maiduguri's weather was better than Abuja. You know how I was complaining before we went on our break about the heat in Abuja and everything. So what I like about Maiduguri's weather, it can be sunny, right? Okay. The sun will be scorching. I think I even posted on my stats, it was averaging in a day between 40 to 41 degrees. Sorry, to 42 degrees Celsius. Mm. So it's really hot. But the only good thing is it's windy. Mm. See, Abuja will be around 37, highest 38, but you'll be indoors and you want to scream your lungs out because it's hot. You put on the AC, it's not that cold. But you see, for me, degree is 42 degrees, but once you're indoor, it's not cold, but it's not hot.
Okay.
There's constant light. When you put on the AC, it works not like Abuja. Mm. So I prefer Maiduguri's heat than Abuja. Abuja is madness. I think for Abuja, because it's the humid kind of heat, and with all the mountains, we have the rocks and everything, it makes it worse, just like Adamawa. That's that. For the first 2 days, it was crazy. Subsequently, it got better. I need to mention this. At night, it gets cold in Maiduguri.
Okay.
You know, it's a desert. Yeah, seriously. In the afternoon, it's around 42 degrees. At night, it can come down to 24 degrees. You need to cover when you're sleeping. Aside the weather that I'm always complaining about, good to see family, friends, lot of distant family.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of them. So I spent my Eid last year here in Maiduguri, if you remember.
Yeah,
so it's been exactly a year. Yeah. Home, sweet home. And what else? The food. So many beautiful things to do in Maiduguri. The thing is, whenever you come back, you pass a place and you have memories. You know, I don't know if it happens to everybody. You get flashbacks and all that. It's been fantastic. You know, I am being pampered, Rashida. Don't stress me, please. Don't stress
you
me.
You see, you're always being pampered.
Do
you're
not
being stress me. You're not safe in the Abuja.
Yes,
you are
I need to be pampered, my sister, please. Rashida, we are always advocating for this pampering life. Let's take it with
let's
our
stick
food
with chest. I know we are taking it our food chest.
Yes.
Even if we are
yes.
not being
yes.
pampered, the more we say it, the more it becomes a reality. So I love it for us.
Rashida, pampering is relative. So what will be pampering for you might not be for another person.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
You can say you are being pampered and you are being pampered. It might not be pampering
to
me, but it's really
pampered. There's levels to this pampering, sir. There's
my
levels
with you now. She will not give example of one celebrity. Maybe they took her to one island and they rented that island for 1 week. It would be Rashida's example. Okay, tell us what is pampering?
Yeah, levels of there's levels to this pampering.
What is
no, I will not no, I'm not even going to go far, but I just know you know that where somebody's enjoyment stops is where another person's enjoyment begins.
And that's life. And it's
where
okay.
somebody's money stops. It's where another person's money begins. There is some people they are giving their barka the seller, they are dashing there. You see, somebody is dashing barka for barka the seller. You know, you don't know. So where your own, where
I
your own
you,
shop?
You must mention. She must mention. Imagine if I didn't know you, if I didn't, I know where you're going.
Oh my God, you sis, please allow
okay
me.
Wait, they are giving some people cars. Some people don't even see Eid cloth. Kayensala.
Yeah, you see
some
this
people
life,
don't
eh?
See so, life is not
you see this life. Ah, God, please, God, look at so, me, pity
so
me.
When I compare it like that, now, how do you see that you are being pampered? Can you
I'm,
see
no,
that?
I'm
being,
not saying I'm
being
not being. That's why I started with where your own stop is where another person's own begins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why I started.
You see the way we are laughing about somebody that did not get it clothes.
Mm.
Our own pampering now, they were bragging. Eh? It's at the same level for somebody where we are laughing for that one that didn't receive it clothes. They'll be laughing at our own.
Yes.
It's not
they
your are, job.
See,
look
they
at
will,
that one.
They will laugh at, the way they will laugh at us. You will not even believe it.
But then, it's not your job to look at those people.
You see, it's right? Me, I'm praying.
They say, always
now.
Look at people that you are far better than.
That's what
you
I'm
are far
saying.
Better off.
That's
than,
why I'm praying. I say, God, when I'm praying, I'm specific. I say, God, please, don't. No, I'm not built for this. I don't want to suffer. Remove me from the category. Don't test me. I don't want to be tested with suffering. Or, you know? Please, let me test me with enjoyment. Test me with...
May God forgive you.
Good things. No, that's why we are praying. You see, there's a reason why we pray.
Wait. Who has ever... Wait. Anyway, there are some extremists. Rashida, there are some people that, you know...
Some people don't want the good things of life.
Sheikh Umar Ali. Was it Mufti Menk? I can't remember. They want people that you'll be praying because you want to show that you are the spiritual general of Nigeria.
Okay.
You're not saying, Ya Allah, test me, give me patience. Give me, test me with patience. You patience. And my brother, my sister, are you sure you can be tested with patience? Can you do it?
Your prayer point
if
is, may Allah make it
for
easy for you.
Easy.
May Allah make it easy for us.
Don't
may
even
Allah
try it. It's easy, Rashida.
No, it's easy.
Top life that I want.
Ease now. Ease
like
equals to soft life.
Anywhere there's ease, you find me there.
Please, Allah, test me with enjoyment, with the good things of
sister,
life and Akira.
I
Ya Allah. Rabbana atina fidunia. Akira. You should think that it's a joke.
No. You know some people now them sabi this religion pastors.
No, you know, consign me.
They think
it's
you
not
need
my
to
problem.
Suffer.
No,
you need to strive.
Problem.
Life needs to knock you down. You need to show your perseverance. And not yet, please. Me, no. It's just easy like that. I want, and I pray for it. I walk towards it.
Please, God.
I want ease in every aspect of my life.
Exactly.
That's what I want. Yeah. Rashida, enough. Abeg, how are you now?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything is good.
Rashida, I wish people can see this to your background. Rashida is in the beach. Are you reminiscing?
I'm reminiscing. I'm on a beach.
Are you wishing?
I'm prophesizing. Prophecy.
Where do you want to go? Mauritius? Where do you want to go?
It's anywhere, God. I'm indifferent. Me, you see, anywhere I go, I'll just...
You say the one that you want now. You say you tell God, I want 10. Then Allah will surprise you with 100. That's how it works.
That's how it works.
But you have to put a name on it.
If he does not surprise me with 100, he'll surprise me with 1,000. I want money. Plenty.
What?
So that I'll just be doing anyhow. Like,
what is wrong with you? This break, what happened to you, Rashida? Because I'm not understanding you. What's your problem? See the way you're saying it. I want money. Like a private school.
I want money so that I'll have that money. You can just do anything. You can just book tickets. You know.
Are you trying to say money answered all things?
Money answered all things. You see, money and good health. Because if you have the money, you need good health to enjoy the money.
Thank you very much. You mentioned that because you see a billionaire, a millionaire, the money is there, but you don't have the health to even enjoy it. May Allah not test us like that.
Amin ya Rabbi.
I rather have 100,000 that I can enjoy fully.
So what did I do? London? Let me see. London is fine. The weather is not bad. I'm loving the weather. You can see I'm not wearing jacket. I'm wearing my abaya. Yeah. It's Friday. Yep. I'm in my abaya, so it's not bad. I can even feel like it's a bit humid, a bit, just a bit. Not bad, but I can see the sun, blue sky. You know, when time the sun is out, I'm happy. I'm in my zone.
Rashida is always happy when the sun is. Good but time. Is it cold? UK weather, it will be sunny, but it's still cold outside.
Yeah, but it's not freezing. Okay, it's not freezing cold. Let me put it like that. It's not freezing
cold. It's April now. Even the sun should...
My dear. I wanted to point this out. My friend from Australia came to London and I was able to see her after like 3 years of...
Wow. Yes. The celebrity friend.
She's a beautiful, beautiful fashion designer. She makes lovely clothes, colorful clothes.
I saw Rashida. I said, celebrity.
She's so...
This Rashida, I wish I could expose you to the extent I want, but I can't.
Not like that. So she
if I was a Rashida too, what Rashida would do to me in this podcast, eh? God.
You see, let me tell you about my friend now.
Tell me about your friend.
She came all the way. She was selected to come to showcase her work on the runway here in London. And I went to see her. It was, we hanged out. I just dropped the kids at school and we hanged out the whole day. We went to the museum. We were just catching up. It was so good to see her.
I could see you were excited.
I was excited. It was like 3 years of not seeing her. And she came. I said, I have to see you. I have to see you. I just thought she invited me for the event, but I couldn't make it. So I just went to see her.
Usually at night now.
It was even in the afternoon, but it was going to clash.
Really?
It was going to clash with my activities. So So it was so good to see her. She was...
She really looked good.
She
knows people in high places. So Rashida,
come on, stop it.
Celebrity.
This is... She can wash somebody. Yeah, you wash her. Please, don't wash
In Nigerians, just accept it.
And I said I will not be doing that, that I'll just say, if you say something nice.
You said it. Oh, yes. You're regular people just like us. That's what you're supposed to see. How was Eid celebration, Rashida?
Let me just paint a picture of... I'm going to tell you exactly what I did on Eid day. Exactly. Eid was on a Sunday, right?
Yeah.
And before that Eid day, we were like, everybody was saying it will happen. It will not happen. Nigeria was the worst. The Sultan said it's going to be on Monday. No, he has come back. He has said it's going to be on Monday.
Rashida, can you mind your business and just tell us about it? Let me handle Nigeria on peace. You like tricking yourself where they didn't take you. Just tell us about your.
The reason why is because if Nigerians say they are going to do, you might have like a little bit of hope that that us too we are going to have it. So
that day was madness on social media. So what kind of thing is this?
So I slept that day not knowing if tomorrow was Eid or not. I usually don't even do sahur, so I just said what we be we move. Me, I'm indifferent whether it happens or whether it doesn't happen. We move. May Allah accept our ibadah. I went. I was exhausted. I slept off. We woke up. Then it was Eid. We woke up that morning. I did some. When I realized that it was Eid in the morning, I did some prep. What were we going to have? We're just going to have like fried rice, salad, chicken. And I have marinated my chicken 2 days before. So I'm like, whatever will be, will be. I'm just, after all, I'm the one in charge of the kitchen duty. I just did it. The morning of the Eid, I woke up, took my bath, got the boys ready. We went to the mosque. So they shared it into three parts. There was a 7 a.m., there was 8 a.m., there was 9 a.m., and I think 10 a.m. So we decided to go for the 8 a.m. one. We went, we did our prayers, we came back, and when we came back, I finished cooking. Everybody ate, fine and good. Gave the boys
enough.
Gave the boys iPad. I gave all of them warning. As you see me like this, do not disturb me. I'm off mommy duty for the next hours. Do not talk to me. Do not say anything. I don't want. Don't complain. Don't tell me anything. Anything you want to say, relate it to your father. Write it down. When I come out, I went. I took off my Eid clothes.
We'll address it.
I hanged it. And I laid down and I had a good sleep. Good sleep. And
you needed that.
I needed it. Yeah. And that was the end of the Eid. I woke up to everybody posting their pictures and I was just looking, oh, mashallah, tabarakallah. Oh, you look good. Well done. Yeah. And that was it.
I like this new thing that's been going on for like 2 years, two, 3 years now. Eid, your status is just a fashion show. I really love it. It wasn't a serious thing before, but now people prepare for it too. I will say, and you people will see my outfits. You'll see my family's outfits. You see, like, I love it. I love it. So, okay, you know, Nigerians, we must. There's nothing that will not make funny. Say, please, please, if you are doing video, that costs now. Let it be short. And I need to see the video. These videos. Did anybody ask you to watch any reel or any status video? Understand? So it's funny. I love it. Sure, but Maiduguri, Nigeria, you know, on the 29th, people were waiting. This fake news, before you know, because I think 2 days before, Saudi were given sign that this year's Ramadan will be 29 days.
Oh.
Because the previous month was 29 before Ramadan.
Okay.
It might be 29. Because I followed the Haramain official page. Okay. I saw that. I was like, okay, possibly, who knows? Because we've been doing 30-30 for some years.
Yes,
now.
For a long time.
I share Nigerians were just relaxed. Party. I think some saw the same tweet or whatever the information. They were saying, Kai, it will be 29. Me, my own. I know the Sultan of Sokoto, once Saudi say they have sighted the moon, him too, they must sight moon in Nigeria because he follows Saudi bumper to bumper. So to my surprise, when I was seeing people posting and breaking news, Sultan says fasting continues tomorrow, so Eid will be on Monday. I say him and who now? After we don't post, the moon has been sighted in Saudi Arabia. We are doing Salah, lo and behold, around 9 something. Come and see Sultan. That even in Borno State, they even sighted the moon, like more than 5 states. I was so happy. I just went back to sleep in the morning because the Eid ground is not far from my home here. Come and see people. Rashida, oh my god.
Oh, I saw the nice picture you posted. It was so nice.
Yeah, because people were thinking it would be 30, and even the planning committee for the mocks, we were close to the Eid ground, but we couldn't hear the speakers, the mic, Rashida.
Oh, what happened?
They did set them up thinking it would be 30 days.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes. You are straining our ears. So was little kids in the house. Whenever the imam goes to the next position, Allah, the children will shout, Allah. Today, you know, it does fun. So I said that I took some pictures, you know, came back home. Rashida, is that sleep? That deep sleep that everybody up straight up. And it was hot that day. For some reason, that it day was really, really, really hot. As I took off my abaya and said, Kai, I'm not slaying anything, no.
I didn't even take enough pictures. Like, we just took, I was like,
well, Rashida, that your picture looked good. I didn't want to argue. I was just tired. When I asked you, she said, I take the children, it looks nice.
I don't know what happened. We didn't stay where the sun was.
The issue you had on that picture, the sun was backing you.
The sun was backing me. For some weird reason, usually I used to take like two angles. I will stay here and stay here. For some weird
The subject is supposed to back the sun. But it was a nice one, Sha.
Yeah.
It was good, alhamdulillah. I hope everybody enjoyed their Eid. We had a fantastic time. I love Eid. Come and see children. My mom was just tired. One of my cousins was like, "Toh, what will you do?" How did he even put it? He was like, "Toh, what can you do now?" Before my dad died, before they even approached my mom's side, he would settle them there with Eid money now directly to her. So she's giving Baka the Salah for my dad and herself. I don't know where the children are coming from, Rashida. I do this one is different too. And I got to a point sometimes when my social meter comes down.
What do they call it? There's something they'll call it in Hausa when somebody is backing Hali, black mind.
See the way she's saying happily. See somebody. Rashida was posting this meme that if she sees somebody and she doesn't want to socialize, that's how she'd be running away.
That one is bad. I need to work on that one.
If I come to Maiduguri, come and see me like one chairman. Everybody discussion. This one will come. We'll discuss. Yeah. I get tired of talking, Rashida. I just want to be on my own. I was just snapping pictures. I purposely came with my camera and like, let me even snap these people in pictures. So I've been snapping them. We were so happy. Come and see poses. Models.
Oh my God, that's so beautiful.
The reason why I came with this camera is to snap my mom.
Okay,
but I ended up snapping people.
But did you snap her?
I haven't not yet. Maybe today or tomorrow, I don't know. I'm going to photograph her before I leave, inshallah.
Yeah, she needs a portrait. She will put it on LinkedIn.
Which LinkedIn? My mom will tell you that, please, she has taken all the pictures that she wanted, that she's old now. I say, which old,
please?
No. I'm the only one that can convince my mom to snap pictures. So whenever I snap my mom's picture and I forward it to my siblings, they were like, how did you make her agree? What did you tell us? Receive the pictures. Just take the pictures.
This Ramadan was a great one. And may Allah spare our lives to see the next one.
Ameen, Ya Rabbi. Ameen.
You sis.
Yep.
Please, I just want to ask you, what is happening?
What do you want to ask?
What's happening in your country? You know, when something bad is happening, I distance myself from Nigeria and Nigerians.
It's my country, ma.
It's your country.
You're always asking me the right question. The right question should be, what is not happening in Nigeria?
It's from one thing to the other.
Okay, this one question, right? You throw me this one question. Because so many things are happening at the same time. I don't even know which particular one you're talking about. Like, which one?
Not the other day we were talking about Natasha's case. And we're just saying,
March was Women's Month. It was all Natasha's case. All the news channels, blogs, every other day, there's something about Natasha and Akpabio. Natasha Akpabio. See, it's been good. Let everything come to limelight so that people will see what women are going through.
Women are going through a lot.
Be it in politics,
you know what? I just want to comment world,
be it woman. In the home, everything that happens to women. My God.
You see that women in Nigeria are if the problem.
Whenever you see a man misbehave, anytime you see a man misbehave, a woman
said it like
that's enabling him.
Do you know
he cannot do it alone? It might be in mama, it might be in sister, it might be in aunt, but there must be a woman there, or women, a collective of women that are enabling him and pushing and supporting him.
Yes. Hey, this is, let me just break this in case, people don't understand what we're talking about here. This woman, she's a senator, and this woman has come out to say the Senate president sexually harassed her. And now we have everybody. Now the lions have come out. And don't forget, in this senatorial parliament that we are talking about, Eustace, please give me the numbers. 100 and how many?
Well, we have 109 senators.
100. And how many women, please?
There are only 3 women. This for the 10th Senate. We are in the 10th Senate now.
Thank you very much. Did you guys get that?
There are 4. No, no. 3 or 4. I don't want to get it wrong. Because there's Ireti Kingibe, there's Senator Natasha, and there's the other woman. I think it's 3.
Guys,
last year there were 5 or 6. So it even reduced.
It reduced.
Out of 109 men.
So did you guys just see that dynamic first? Let's start with that. This is just the surface. There are just 109 senators, right?
Yeah.
And just 3 are women. Just make it make sense.
Nigeria, no?
And then everybody came out to say no, that she's lying. It can never happen. She misunderstood. The other time you were saying that he's a joker. She misunderstood him. He's always playing.
Hey, Rashida, what didn't they say? See, they have said so many things.
They talked about her dressing. You know, they talked about how her children.
I don't even know where to start or what to say.
Please.
They have said so much.
So much
has happened.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, it's a normal thing now. Whether you're a rich woman or poor, a child, as long as you're a female, you have gone through this. It may not be sexual harassment or something, or it might be it. Once you mention that you've been sexually molested.
You know what I hate about that thing?
I
hate it when they even say that when it happened, why didn't you talk since? Have you not heard that statement? That is the worst statement you can ever tell anybody that has been sexually harassed. Why did you
Why did
you
leave
it 5 years later, 2 years later,
2 days later, or 1 day later? See, there's always a reason for a man to sexually harass or abuse a woman. There will be a mammoth of men and women that will stand for the man. That's why it will continue to happen till the end of time. But the only difference is now that stigma, that shame that they use to make women to shut up is fading away. This Gen Z and Gen Alpha and all the new gens, they don't send your papa, they'll speak out.
Oh my God.
You understand? They are going to talk. So look at somebody of Natasha's caliber, a senator. She comes out and say this and come and see women. Anyway, somebody said, it's high time we start asking our parents where they are going, because I will not come on social media.
And you see your mother with placard.
I will not come and open my phone, enter social media, and you see your mother holding placard saying Apabio is a good man. She's marching against a fellow woman.
Come on.
How much will they pay those women? Rashida, Senator Natasha made accusation. So it's left for her to prove it. But look at the speed with which Senate, the Ethics Committee, or whatever, use in suspending her. And they don't even have the right to do so. Because previously, I think during the 7th and 8th Senate, Senator Ndume was suspended. He went to the court, and the court says, Senate, because all the Senate are equal, they are all elected. Of course. So you cannot suspend an elected official because his constituency now are not represented in the Senate. Mm. You can't do that. You were voted by your own colleagues to preside over the Senate. So you are not more than them.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the Ethics Committee, she went to the court and she got a court order saying that they should not even sit. They shunned the court order and went ahead. Now, the next thing they did, which they don't even have powers to, that anywhere she goes, she should not refer herself as a senator.
Crazy.
Number 2, she shouldn't come near the National Assembly. Her salaries will be withheld. Her security detail too, stripped of her staff. And so they're trying to deter the next person that will try this. You understand? Trying to punish her. This is what happens when you
That's the only thing that's happening there.
Apabio messed with the wrong one. Somebody that fought Yaya Bello in Kogi and she won. It's you that should not fight.
What made me so happy was the fact that she was going to go to her state, and then there was this police report saying that the roads are closed. Nobody, the police even sent her a message saying that, that everywhere has been closed down. Please, you shouldn't come to this state.
Mm. So she was going to Kogi Central. It was the homecoming, right? So for Salah and everything, with everything that's happening, let her see her people.
Yeah.
Apabio called Ododo, that's the Kogi State Governor.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even try, not let that woman enter. Under the guise of that there was a recent attack in Kogi State.
Mm.
So because of that, there'll be curfew in her constituency.
Can you imagine? And how convenient.
There was a threat. There will be some public disturbance or whatever. So all political rallies and gatherings have been banned for now in Kogi.
He says it's banned.
Yes. And to make matters worse, Rashida, her own constituents, that there's 24 hours curfew. On top of one woman, all these things because of one woman.
Just one woman.
They laid roadblocks everywhere leading to her constituents.
One step ahead. Money is good.
Money is good.
Thank you. Brings me back to my first statement.
Money is good.
I just want money.
Even closing road everywhere, putting checkpoint with nonsense drum and sticks and Abawa, lo and behold, Natasha was coming through.
Landed with a helicopter.
I had goosebumps in my body. I said, I love it. This is kind of stubbornness that I love.
Did you see the crowd? You sure people? Did you see that crowd?
Rashida, I'm coming to crowd? That. Show that her people love her.
No, they said she's walking.
They defied. She's working on. No,
she's walking. She said
somebody that was building roads. Than
so many people.
The governor. Even the governor. Roads, street light. Come and see. The people love that.
They
defied the curfew. Some people, they said some people walked for 7 hours. They just wanted to see her. Come and see people. I had goosebumps. I was like, see, you cannot fake this love thing.
You can't.
If people love you, people love you. There's nothing anybody can do. And they are making her more popular.
Because of this thing now, they'll say she wants to be the president of the nation. Let us focus here. Let's know what we are doing.
But if you notice, she's not stupid. She's smart.
No, she's smart. Very, very smart.
She's a brilliant woman. She's very, a brilliant lady. I think she read law, right?
Yeah, she's a lawyer.
She read law. Mm. Yeah, brilliant.
But you can't take that away from her. No.
The thing is, what we are trying to say here is, the injustice that is meted on women all the time.
What is the problem? Like, what is the problem? Like, a woman cannot come out and talk and say her mind and say what she has been through. What is the problem?
See,
you can see you can see them. You can see how the men came out like hyenas with
calves. You notice, I'll discuss this thing with you. If you were discussing Natasha, you not see me complain about the men that are coming out because it's expected. I always say this. A man will be in Nigeria here. They'll accuse one man in U.S. of rape. You see one Nigerian man in Nigeria, he'll be defending him. He's in allegiance. So I'm not even surprised. It's the women that are paying me, Rashida.
Mm.
The women, they are the ones that are paying me. What are you doing? Okay, let Senator Natasha prove her case. Simple. Senator Apabio, remember when he was heading NSCDC? When that woman said she even slapped him.
I'm a Patakot girl. I slapped.
Do you understand? So there are cases like this. There are women that have accused him. Do you understand? And we know how a man that doesn't even have power, look at the way they do. Talk more of men that have power. Okay, let's even say she's lying. Good. Follow the right channel. That's all she's asking.
And you won't believe that this thing, according to what they said, that all this thing happened because they changed her seat. That was why. Because they changed her seat was the reason why she accused the Senate president. Like,
they want to trivialize the issue. That's the problem. It's like when somebody has been poking you, you kept quiet, you've been taking it, then you had the last straw. And the last straw was that changing of the seat for her. It caused the outburst. It was not the thing, but it has been going on. She wants to move a motion, you ignore her. She'll propose a bill. they will not hear it. She said she has been begging him. On top waiting, a married woman, even if she's not married, is it compulsory for a woman to accept your advances on her? What madness?
It's so sad. Nigerian women, like
women in general,
you need to stand up. It's just sad that we didn't have enough women who supported her during this trying time. Like women with
big... I was really upset.
People were scared to talk. Everybody was being a coward. You are trying, because of what you eat, because of what you achieve, you're trying to put yourself in the shelf. Oh, let them not come for me. You know that all the people in politics, they are trying to go to the next level in their career. They don't, they are scared to talk. They are scared to say things so that it will not affect the next seat that they are looking at. A governor is trying to go into the Senate, so he's not going to say anything because he doesn't want that his chances of getting to the Senate.
Which tells you we don't have free and fair election. If not, why would you care what an elected official thinks or does?
It was just too sad. It was sad to see. And this was a time like for women to come out and support each other and, you know, and say, no, we won't take it. This is our own. But like, you would have used that opportunity. It would have favored you if you had supported her. But no, you decided not to.
Yeah. See the nonsense recall that they wanted to initiate. In just 2 days, you got signatures of 250,000 people. Where? When during the whole election, it was over 200,000 people that participated. But for recall, you were able to get 250 people. How did you do that magic? That you think cannot happen in Nigeria?
Definitely, it will definitely
happen. It shall happen.
So it will happen.
It will continue to happen.
It will happen.
God forbid.
Talking about women, I want you to hear this and then you hear a reply of a woman to tell you that women, most times, we are the issues. We are the issues.
I agree with you 100%.
We are trying to do women for women, support women supporting women, but you guys are making it difficult for us.
Pick miss.
Oh,
be,
my God.
Be afraid of pick miss, Rashida. Be very afraid of pick miss.
Listen, I married recently to a brother I believe to be very pious, mashallah.
Really, brother.
I would say he compasses the characteristics of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Alayhi wasallam.
Until before I before I married him, my wali and I both asked him if he was married.
That's our guardian.
Yep. Each time he said no. I recently visited him in his country and stayed for a month. He told me the other sister there was his sister-in-law and that her husband, his brother, was working overseas. Well, to cut the long story short, yes, she is actually his first wife. And they hid it from me. I love this man, but he knew I did not want to be in a polygamy. He said he lied because he did not want to lose me. Now everything for me is suspect. And I wonder if he has another motive for marrying me. I am American. He is West African. He has never asked me for money, nor me to sponsor him to come to America. He provides everything for me when I visit his country. And I visited 4 times last year. He also promised to build me my own house within his parents' compound, which I am fine with. But I just can't get past the fact that he lied about being married and basically trapped me in polygamy. How do I get past this deceit or betrayal? Also, I am a very jealous, competitive woman. This is why I never wanted to be in a polygamous marriage. I have been back in the US for a month now since finding out the truth. His wife treated me like her blood sister. God, please. God, please.
Why am I more surprised about the wife's reaction than the husband?
God,
the wife
please.
Is more suspect to me. Are you getting my
point? Yes, I'm not finished.
Do they want to kill her?
And we did everything together while I thought she was his sister-in-law. They both have begged for forgiveness and asking me to give him another chance. I am not one to quickly jump into divorce and I don't have a plan B. I am not an ugly woman. I am outgoing, successful, and likable. I am a practicing Muslim, and I cannot understand how another Muslim will scam me like this. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, please. Oh God, please.
What was the comment? You said there's a comment.
I want to hear your opinion before I give you the comment.
I said I'm more suspicious of the wife's.
Eustace, what are you suspicious about?
Reaction.
The husband
it doesn't
has
make
come.
Sense.
No. What? Why are you doing as if. Mrs., I listened
no,
to the
no,
story.
No.
story of the prophets. I don't, nothing is to shock me in this life. Except I'll just say,
wait. Move to make have given you the perfect response. You say the story of the prophet. Is the husband a prophet?
No, now, like what happened during the time of the prophets, right? Like the stories I've heard during those times that are very.
But those women are different. That's what he's trying to say. Is the husband a prophet?
You see, this is a simple thing now. What are we saying here? He has convinced his wife that there's a greener pasture. America is involved here. They'll start slowly. It's a planned work.
God forbid.
It's a planned work now. He has brainwashed the woman. He has said that he has brainwashed the woman. He has convinced that. In fact, you know, he's even pious. He will use the religion and like make it make sense.
He says pious.
Make it make sense.
Don't vex on top of this matter.
It will God just. Forbid.
They collaborated to scam this woman.
Exactly. He's going to make her comfortable. But, he's going to be nice to her.
She said that the man has been provided. It's not like he's a poor person.
That's what I'm telling you now. You see, we are still saying the same thing. Do you know that statement that they say to get money, you spend money, is what is happening.
So they are spending money now.
Yes, they are spending money now to make everything comfortable, to make her okay for them to... It's the end goal.
Was this really sad?
Very sad. Talking about women are the ones that are the instigator of rubbish. After this woman has finished pouring her heart, that you are saying, that Rashida has vexed on this issue. Another woman's pain is your own pain. Like, I'm agitated. Somebody replied. I want you to listen to this reply carefully. So another woman replied, let the second wife be patient. It is halal for a man to take a second wife in Islam. If a man lied just to get you, it's permissible in Islam. So let her be patient, please. No, it's not
funny.
I'm
not even surprised.
No,
well, I'm not surprised.
No, this is getting me angry.
Don't you see them always under the comment section? Why?
No, you sis. If there's anything that makes me angry, is this type of thing. I don't even know why I read it. Like, it's not. Why did I read it?
We see them in
real
life.
Why does this thing agitate me?
See them under
me, like,
the comment section. Virtuous women fear them.
Like, you sis, this woman has just come out to say her mind. What
is
even the deceit that's the problem? He would have allowed.
Because
her to make
she
her
has
choice.
The right to have full details.
Yes.
They should decide whether or not to partake in your rubbish. But Rashida, you are the one that is surprising
me. There is a woman that is desperate. Sorry to use the word desperate because I don't like to say women are desperate. But in this case, there's a woman that is desperate enough to say, okay, yes, I agree. I know you have a second wife. I want you.
Fine.
And I like it. And it's okay.
And it's fine. It's fine.
But why would you lie to this person and you know her stand and they've asked you and you lie to
Rashida.
Her? You lie to why would you do that?
Let me remind you again. They like to conquer women that are not available. On this same social media, you see pick me women. The men will not go to them. Women that are advertising themselves. Me, I'll not work. Even if I'm working, I will quit. If my husband tells me to quit, I'm going to quit. I'll wake up 3 a.m. and pound yam for him. They'll see those women auditioning. They will not want her. It's the one that will say, me, I'm going to work. I'm not going to do 50-50. I'm going to get my money. I'm going to work. I don't want so many children. It's those ones they will go and be chasing. You that say, a woman that even said, I don't want to marry, is that one you see. You say, I must change her mind.
No, this is so sad. Like,
you understand? So it's all about, it's all about conquering you. I got her and I changed her stance. So he's a hero now. He's a man.
But that his wife that is in support of this thing. What?
But you have said it now. They have promised her greener pasture. They are going to move to America. She's going to be an American. And in this equation, she's a fool. America doesn't recognize that
second
you are his
wife
too. Do you understand?
That's
so
why
now,
I said the guy. No, the guy is. Quote unquote smart. He was able to brainwash this lady.
And he's saying the pious man now.
But he's a pious man, mashallah. Like he's doing everything right. Let's move on. Since I'm already angry, I'm really angry. Let me just go.
Let's move on.
Yes, let me go to this next street.
Regina, I'm in my Ramadan mood. Nobody will come and vex me. I beg. I wish her all the best.
All the best.
You know, I don't wish anybody all the best.
since I'm already angry, let me just say this one.
I've been telling Rashida sorry since yesterday. Sorry.
Please, I am looking for advice. My best friend died 6 years ago. Tomorrow is her 6 years remembrance.
Yeah.
I'm interested in her husband. Their marriage was just 7 months when she died. Her parents want him to marry her younger sister because I heard her aunties discussing about it. I have had a crush on the husband for a while, especially all the good things my friend told me about him. I don't know how to approach him with this because I know a lot of women will be eager to approach him. I don't want to lose this opportunity, but I don't want to talk to him today. Maybe tomorrow after the remembrance. Please advise me on how to approach him.
Rashida, why are you bringing sweet that is upsetting you? Why? Why?
You see, they are making my job here hard. How did we get here?
I don't know, Rashida. I don't know.
She does not want to lose her chance. She has waited 6 years. And it's from the information that the friend gave her 6 years ago that she wants.
If you look at it technically, she's not doing anything wrong. Technically.
If you look at it technically.
But yes, technically.
But there's girl code. There's girl code now.
And there's
girl code.
Rashida, they were saying, as you don't die now, not like when she was alive, I approached him that some friends said, even when the friend is alive, she would have done it. But this one, she waited for the friend.
And she even waited 6 years. 6 years.
You say this one is a very good friend, Seth. Rashida, see, there are people that will support this more than oppose. Yeah. So it depends on their relationship. To me, I'm even indifferent. For somebody that even waited 6 years, do you understand? And the man has not even married yet after 6 years.
The what is surrounding?
And it's a personal thing. Yeah. You know, me and you, we are so loyal people. We lawyer die. That's the issue. Some people, they don't mind.
They don't care. It's like just you said, technically, she's not doing anything wrong, but it just
wrong. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's just, it doesn't sound
some people
right. If I want to respect my late friend that much, that I shouldn't be going close to her husband, doesn't it?
So, people, and
this case is a case of if he was the one that liked me and he's begging for me to marry him, I would have said, okay, yes, but she's the one going to. So, anyway. God knows best.
I wish them all the best.
Yes, this time around, I join you in saying I wish them all the best. I'm not judging, but I judge a little, but I'm not judging anymore. And on that note, guys, we have come to the end of this episode. Please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and
share.
And give us your honest review. Anything you want to say, say it with your full chest.
Full chest. Thank you, guys. Follow us on all our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast. Both on Instagram and TikTok. We are now on YouTube, right? If you don't have Spotify, if you don't have Apple Podcasts, right, you can now listen to us on YouTube. We'll be on the background keeping you company. It's still at the Chill Sisters Podcast.